Weather conditions across the Midwest are not likely to change greatly from yesterday's forecast. Here today, we're still looking at showers and thunderstorms impacting many areas over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The big question is can we get enough significant rain to fall in the drier areas of the Western Corn Belt to support crops in the long haul? Well, the answer to that question is yes in some areas and no in others. That's a typical answer for a meteorologist, isn't it? Well, the outlook here is suggesting an erratic rainfall pattern, which is going to leave us with quite a bit of variety in rain amounts across the dry areas. Those dry areas, again, are mostly in Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Illinois, southward into portions of the Delta and eastern sections of Texas. And like I said, most everybody in this region will likely pick up on rain at one time or another over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. The majority of the precipitation that occurs is not going to be heavy, but there will be some repetitive thunderstorms of great significance in portions of the Central Plains. Kansas in particular, but also parts of Nebraska, will likely see some of these locally heavier thunderstorms, and when they occur, they'll likely move off to the east-southeast if they occur over the next 2 or 3 days. And that may bring some rain into parts of southern Missouri and the northern Delta. Maybe in a rare occasion we may see some precipitation of significance in parts of Kentucky and southern Illinois. But most other areas in the Midwest will see only light amounts of precipitation. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, local amounts to a half inch will occur most often. Now there may be a few locations in Michigan and also a few in Kentucky or southern Illinois that could get a half inch to an inch of rain. Again, this is associated with some localized thunderstorm activity of significance that may produce some quick downpours of rain. As we move on into the early part of next week, the odds are still favorable that we're going to see a warm front move through a big part of the Midwest. And as that warmer air overruns into the cooler air mass that we'll have in place here for the next few days, we should have a fairly good chance for showers and thunderstorms to evolve. Today's computer forecast model data has backed off on some of the rainfall advertised during this period of time, but I fully believe that the models will put back some of that precipitation potential as we move out over the next day or so. Now, the rains that occur will again be erratic, and some areas in Iowa will indeed get some significant rain, while many others will probably still stick with a lighter amount. The majority of the Western Corn Belt will probably see a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain, but there will be some local amounts that could get upwards to about an inch and a half. The eastern Midwest will probably not get too much involved with some of that rainfall early next week, but could do a little better with shower activity periodically later in the week next week. The temperature outlook across most of the Midwest is still going to be cool, and that's the main theme of weather for the next 2 to 3 days. It looks like temperatures will probably be 3 to 9 degrees below average in quite a few areas across the Midwest, and that will likely slow down crop development rates and also slow down evaporation, and we'll probably have some concerns out there about degree day accumulation slipping behind average. Additionally, as we move forward through this period of time because of this cooler bias. Now, the biggest concern isn't the fact that we're just cool here over these next few days, but some of the longer-term computer forecast model data suggested that a cooler bias will still be with us through a fair amount of August. If that ends up being true, then the risk that we may have against frost and freezes in the autumn and causing damage to immature crops would become a little bit higher. We'll have to watch the whole scenario rather closely. In the meantime, though, those cooler temperatures are helping to support pollination by conserving soil moisture, and the showers that occur will help to stimulate a successful reproductive season. We'll look for warmer temperatures to return next week, with temperatures probably back slightly above average in the Western Corn Belt and near normal in the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.